Welcome to Press the Issue, a podcast for Master WP, your source for industry insights for WordPress professionals. Get show notes, transcripts, and more information about the show at masterwp.com/press the issue. The All Things Open event just passed, and Master WP's own Nyasha Green attended. In this episode, Nyasha chats with Ali Nimmons to share what makes this event so special, what other event organizers can learn from the event, and her own personal highlights.
Hey, Nyasha.
Hey, Ali. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be talking with you. We haven't had time to catch up in a minute, so I'm super glad that we're on the podcast together today.
Yes, I've been excited like all week. So yes, me too.
Nice. Well, I wanted to ask you about something that you just did that is super big and fun and exciting. You went to All Things Open, which is an event I've never been to, and I'm so curious to hear all about it. You did write an article for it for the Master WP blog, which I'll definitely link in the show notes of this episode. But I wanted to hear even more about your experiences. Can you tell me and everybody listening, like, just a little bit about what All Things Open is and, you know, just kind of describe the event a little bit?
Yeah. So All Things Open is a tech conference and it is dedicated to all things open source. So they are the biggest one on the East Coast. And we have companies that come from all over, smaller companies, but also the big names as well. So Google sponsors the event, IBM, which has a campus in Raleigh, North Carolina as well. Oh, yeah. It takes place in Raleigh, North Carolina every year.
Yeah, we should say it was an in-person event. You actually got to go. It wasn't an online thing.
Yeah. And they did have, like, you know, you could watch it online, too, if you couldn't attend. But yeah, it definitely was in person. And this conference means a lot to me because it was the first ever tech conference I ever went to years ago.
Wow.
The company I was working for at the time, who taught me WordPress, and they were actually there. We got to hang out as well. They sent me there and, you know, they were like, you need to get used to tech conferences. And, you know, I was a newbie and I was like, well, you know, I guess, you know, it's like a networking event and I'm an extrovert. So I'm like, yeah, I'll go. And I was just in love with it. All Things Open is diverse. There are so many people that look like me there, which is, you know, you don't see a lot at a lot of tech events. You know, it's something that just blew my mind the first time I saw it. Just the different people. People are so friendly. And, you know, that's subjective. And, you know, people are friendly or not friendly everywhere. But I don't know if it's the North Carolina spirit or just how awesome the conference is. The people are friendly. It's large, you know, it's a lot to do, but it's also extremely organized.
Yeah.
So it is just an amazing, diverse, ode to open source type of conference.
That's so cool. Yeah, I remember hearing about it in previous years and being really interested in it. And I'm always fascinated because my introduction to tech conferences were WordCamps for sure. Mm-hmm. And I've not been to, I feel like I've only been to one in-person non-WordPress event. That was the Grace Hopper celebration in Texas a few years ago. And I'm always so curious about what other tech conferences do that are different from WordPress events. Like, if you could, you know, bring your experience back from ATO and sit down with a bunch of, you know, WordCamp organizers, what would you bring to that table to say, hey, look, like, WordPress events are great, but here's what ATO is really blowing out of the park that we should also be adopting as an open source community.
Yeah. So the biggest thing I saw that I would love to see at more WordCamps is the way they networked. And we do a lot of networking at WordCamps. There, you know, a tech conference or a get together is at its heart a networking event. But the way they do it at open source, All Things Open, it was like, I felt like I was living in the future, even though it's the now. Because one of the things they did was we had QR codes on our badges, and you could opt out of it if you did not want to participate. But of course I did. And you could scan it, and a lot of tables that you went to talk to different companies, they would scan your badge, you know, ask you if you want to keep in touch or get more information about them. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they scanned it, the information just like instantly transferred. So that cut back on a lot of like carrying around business cards, like, you know, and trash, because, you know, tech conferences, they have a lot of trash afterwards. People for don't sure. keep all the business cards. They don't keep all the paper. So that was very environmentally friendly. I was like, yes, this is great. But also in doing that, you know, you have but 5-10 minutes maybe max at a conference to talk to these companies, and you can't get all of the information from them in that little bit of time. Mm-hmm. So having this fast and easy exchange of information, it made it, you know, so you can kind of dive in a little deeper and maybe follow up with them. And the companies have, this was last week, this week, Monday, I got like 4 or 5 emails from companies and tables I talked to. And they were like, hey, we wanted to give you a few days to relax, you know, de-stress from all things open. And we just wanted to reach out and say, we appreciate you talking to us. And would you like to know more? That was perfect. You know, my memory is pretty good, but, you know, I didn't remember everybody I talked to. But that was, you know, just reinforcing that they want a relationship with me. They want to network. They want to grow their company. They want to grow my knowledge of them in open source. And I thought it was incredible.
That is really cool. That sounds like such a, like, less stress way as well. Because, like, I feel like if I'm talking to a company or if I get a marketing email like that from a company, there's this feeling of, like, transactionality, right? Of like,
an
impersonal, you know, impersonal vibes. And that just seems so much more personal, so much more respectful too of, you know, your time and stuff like that. That's such a cool way to go about it. I'm curious about like the actual subject matter of like the talks and the programming and stuff like that. Can you tell me about a couple? I know that you talk about some of those in your article, I believe, but can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the talks or the speakers that stood out to you?
So I had 2 talks in particular that I really, really liked. The first one, I'm willing to admit I'm biased because it was the only talk about WordPress at the conference.
Wow.
Which it did surprise me. Yeah, it surprised me. WordPress did not have a large presence at the conference. And that blew my mind because, you know, it's WordPress.
Yeah.
Open source.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah. So, but we did have Colby, I think his name is Colby Fayok. He did a talk about scaling WordPress with Next.js, which is an extremely technical talk. Unless it's something I'm specifically doing at a conference, I don't like super duper specific technical talks, or if it's something I'm interested in, like side project. But I wanted to check it out again because, you know, it was the only thing that talked about WordPress. But his talk was actually really amazing. And he talked about how, you know, there are many content management systems out there, but you have to know, you know, even though WordPress is, I guess, older in tech years now, it's still king. That was what he said. And it was awesome because he was doing things with WordPress that I had never done. And he was coding, integrating more JavaScript into WordPress. And I thought it was great. And we kind of fight with people on Twitter about that because we're loyal to PHP. But the way he sat down, there was like no arguing. There was no saying this is better. It was just like, hey, you should try this out. And that was pretty much the attitude of the conference. You know, I go to some conferences and there's this attitude that if you're not doing this, then you're old fashioned. You're old. You're not doing the best. You're not using the best technology. And it was nothing like that because I never would have gotten tried scaling WordPress with Next.js. But, you know, listening to him, it was something I said, once I make time in my busy, busy life that I actually really want to try.
Yeah.
So that was a really awesome talk. My second, which was my most favorite, was Going Beyond Code, Why All Contributions Matter in Open Source. And this is by, I think her name is Nethia Ruff. I'm so sorry if I get your name wrong. But she did an awesome talk on, basically it was a pitch to get people, or how you pitch people into getting more involved in open source contribution. And it was really, it stuck out a lot to me because in WordPress, you know, recently we've been arguing about 5 for the future and just overall, how do we get more people to contribute to the WordPress project? And although this was about open source in general, her talk, so many things she said can apply to how we talk to people when we want them to contribute to the WordPress project more. She talked about, you know, working with, you get to work with people all over the world. If you're, again, a people person like me, I love meeting people, especially from different places, from different cultures, who speak different languages, who do different things. That's something you can work on and collaborate and know that you're not just doing something in a bubble. You're working on a project with people all over the world.
Yeah.
She also talked about how it helped imposter syndrome.
Mm.
You know, a lot of us, everybody goes through it sometimes. I go through it sometimes. My mentees, they tell me all the time they go through it. She talked about how contributions helped with imposter syndrome, because you could take that contribution and look at it like this. Hey, I'm in the midst of thousands, hundreds or thousands of people all over the world who are contributing to this big thing. It's important. I'm important and I belong here.
Yeah.
And I thought that was amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to the WordPress core right now.
Yes. To start contributing. I love that.
And it wasn't even about WordPress. So her talk was so motivating.
Mm.
And I had one of my mentees actually from got to drive up to and go to the conference. And she sat in the talk with me. And imposter syndrome was something she was dealing with very badly. And even coming to the conference, she was like, I think I'm going to be overwhelmed. I'm not going to belong. And she was like, got up and was clapping at the end of the talk. Because she was like, yeah, I know what I want to do. I'm motivated. I can do this. And I'm like, yeah, I've been telling you that, but it's okay.
That's the best part of like going to any event, is that sense of motivation that you get.
Thank you for listening up to this point. Press the Issue by Master WP is sponsored by LearnDash. Your expertise makes you money doing what you do. Now let it make you money teaching what you do. To create a course with LearnDash, visit learndash.com. Press the Issue is also sponsored by Gravity Forms. For a limited time from November 21st to 30th, get 50% off all new Gravity Forms licenses during Black Friday. Capture leads, create surveys, accept payments, or design complex custom solutions with Gravity Forms, the number one form builder for WordPress. The sale runs from November 21st to 30th. Don't miss out! Our mission at Master WP is to bring new voices into WordPress and tech every day. The new Master WP workshop series does just that. Our new live and recorded workshops on everything from code to design to business turn WordPress fans into WordPress experts. Find the workshop for you at workshops.masterwp.com. Use the code PODCAST10 for a 10% discount. Now, back to the podcast.
Not to go too off topic, but like, I just feel like when people come in to these events and they talk about it, it's like they point at you and they say, I know what your fear is, or I know what your reservation is, and here's why you should just do it, right? Like, it feels like they're talking directly to you. And I remember at WordCamp US a couple months ago, going to see our friend Ebony talk about streaming as a developer, and it was like a lightning talk. It was 15 minutes. By the end of it, I'm looking, how do you start a Twitch channel? Like, I want to start streaming. I don't even know what I would talk about on a Twitch stream, but I was like, I want to do it. I was so inspired. And I think that, you know, I was going to ask you how it felt. I mean, you went to WordCamp US. We were both there together in this glorious post-pandemic world that we're in right now. How did it feel? Just like being around all of these other people in person and hearing and seeing all of this content in person, as opposed to, you know, a Twitter thread or a blog post or, you know, online workshop or something like that.
You could feel the energy being around the people. It's like that, the motivation, the passion, you can tell people really, really cared about what they were doing. And also that they cared about getting you to care about what they're doing. Yeah. Sometimes people, we see speakers that get up, they talk just to talk because they love to hear their own sound of their voices, you know, or they're just, you know, I'm important. These people were like, yeah, this is rad, but what if you thought it was rad? You like me? And they're like, yeah, you. And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, let's do this. So it was, the energy just being in person was, it was unreal. And again, just culminating with seeing so many people, like diverse groups of people, like yeah. brown and black people and women. And another thing about All Things Open, they have a large commitment to diversity. The first day of the conference, the entire day is dedicated to diversity, to inclusion, to why it matters. Not just saying like, diversity, let's do it. Yeah. No, their talks on why they matter, why you should attend DEI talks, why diversity and inclusion makes your company better, why it makes the world better. Mm-hmm. They get people to talk. You know, they sponsor an underrepresented tech scholarship, which my mentee actually got, mm-hmm. where they'll pay for your ticket. You know, they put their money where their mouths are, which is, you know, big here at Master WP. You know, we really feel for that, and they do it. Mm-hmm. I never felt like I was not wanted at this tech conference, or mm-hmm. that I was a number, or that I was a figure. Every person I met, every booth I went to, every person I talked to, they were like, you know what? We're so glad you're here. We want you to keep coming back. And this is why. Yeah. And it blew my mind. I felt so loved.
It really amplifies the vibes when there's people around yes. you that look like you and talk like you and sound like you, and that you can find that. I mean, I definitely felt that with WordCamp US this year, having our Black press group there, right? Like, it was unlike anything I'd experienced at a camp because of that level of diversity and that feeling of belonging. And that's just so cool to know that the whole event was like that. Like, you didn't have, it wasn't just one group. It was the whole event was that welcoming. That's so beautiful. I also wanted to ask you, you mentioned there was like some special programming, or there was a special kind of way that they did a panel that you kind of started telling me about. And I wanted to hear more about that, because it sounded, I always get really excited when conference organizers are able to think outside the box and think, okay, well, you know, the bread and butter of the event is people sitting in a room watching a person speak about XYZ for, you know, 30 minutes to an hour. But I love when they're able to come up with other ways to either deliver that information or allow people to connect. So what is like some of the special programming that you hadn't seen before that they did at ATO?
Yes. So this was probably my favorite thing about ATO. They had one of the nights of the conference, they had a part of a hallway blocked off, and it was for people who had startups and they wanted to get funding for. So the purpose of it was to help them learn how to market and sell their startups. They actually went through a program, and it was sponsored by a company called Riot Labs based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We went through, and there was a hallway with booths on both sides. They had refreshments as well. Mm-hmm. And they gave us fake money. They gave us like bucks to give to those startups. So we would go to the table. They would pitch their ideas to us. If we liked it, we would give them some of the fake money as a way of financing their startup.
So like pretend Shark Tank, sort of.
Yes, it was like Shark Tank. And, you know, they actually had a Shark Tank, too, honestly.
What?
And it was, yeah, they had a Shark Tank type of
with
bit,
real
too.
Money?
I don't know. I think it was. Dang. I missed that one. I came in like, I think that was like the second day. I came in like the third day. But they had a Shark Tank too. But yeah, that was still like another, it was like a group Shark Tank where, you know, people walked around. And it was so cool because it helped them, but it also helped us as well as people in tech going around to see that and to see how, you know, maybe we have ideas of our own that we want to get started. And it was just so creative. And the three that I gave my money to were incredible. There was one who they developed a program to help doctors gauge the pain of patients so that they can cut back on people who are getting addicted to opiates. Mm. And it came from them being first responders. There was a group of these guys were first responders and also in tech. And they use that to come up with a program or technology that they want to use to do a startup now. And I was blown away. I was like, this is freaking amazing. And it's like, you know, even if they didn't win the contest and have the most fake bucks, they were exposed to all of these tech professionals from all over, major companies like Google, Amazon, IBM. You know, even if they didn't win the contest, I'm pretty sure that these little startups still will get some type of funding and attention.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to put on something like that and to, you know, again, like it goes into their networking and community feel like, hey, you're important. Mm. Let's be a part of this. Let's work together. Let's get your ideas out there.
That's what I was thinking too, of like, as an attendee, I feel like there's such empowerment in that, in terms of, you know, reminding you that as a user of open source software or any technology, your buying power is important, right? Like your money is important. Where you decide to spend your money and investments is super important. And there are other people, real people on the other side of that investment that you should be considering. And I feel like that's such a cool, like almost social experiment, because it would totally make me think about like, well, man, I just be throwing my money all over the place. Like, I need to be thinking more about, you know, how I'm investing in myself and in other people and stuff like that. So cool.
It definitely did. And it gave me like the chance to pretend to be a venture capitalist. And that was pretty cool. So
yeah, to see your future ahead of you, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, Naisha, thank you so much for telling me about this conference. You've passed on the vibes, like you've passed on the inspiration. I'm about to go after we hit stop on the recording. I'm about to go and try and figure out how I'm going to get to see the event next year, because I've always wanted to go. And I've always been like, I'll go eventually. But 2023, I'll be there.
Awesome. And so we will link up. It'll be
absolutely
great.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for listening. I hope everyone has found it helpful. If you went to All Things Open, you're listening, tweet at us at MasterWP or me and Naisha, and let us know what you think.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Press the Issue is a production of MasterWP, produced by Ali Nimmons, hosted, edited, and musically supervised by Monet Davenport, and mixed and mastered by Teron Bullock. Please visit masterwp.com/pressTheIssue to find more episodes. Subscribe to our newsletter for more WordPress news at masterwp.com.